Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. So glad you took the time out to tune in with us. And we're going to start off with prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble our hearts, oh God. We ask for mercy. Lord, we ask that you'll forgive our sins. Be merciful and blot out our transgressions. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we ask that you will cover us under your blood, that you will purify our hearts, oh, Lord. Wash us on the inside, oh, God, and clean us up. Sanctify us both inside and outside. Make us, Lord, the vessel that are pleasing unto you. Lord God, we come to you right now. We ask that you will give us the strength we need in order to continue on. Lord God, this journey is long, oh my God, and we need you to lead us and to guide us every step of the way. Please, Lord, order our steps and keep us in your will. Lord, we are depending on you, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, my God, we're down here waiting on you, Lord, and we need you to come and see about us. We need your help, Lord God. Please stop by here, Lord Jesus, and help us, Lord. Send on help, my God. We ask you, Lord, to minister unto us the things that we stand in need of, spiritually and naturally. Oh, blessed Savior, take control right now, Lord, and have preeminence in our lives. Lord God, be our guide. Be our captain, Lord. We surrender unto you, Lord Jesus. We surrender, O God, our whole heart, and we are asking you, Lord, to please take over our heart, Lord God. Be our guide in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we ask right now that you will look upon us one by one and name by name, that you will bless us today, O God, through your word. Lord, bless us through this broadcast, O Lord. Bless us through prayer, my God. We are asking you to please, Jesus, work miracles and do wonders in our midst, Lord. Somebody is sick today, desiring to be healed and made whole. We know that you are our healer, and we are praying right now for healing, oh God, and for restoration of health. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the diseases and the viruses, oh God. Rebuke the afflictions that come upon our bodies, oh my Lord, and make us ever with whole. If there's anyone who has committed sins, let their sins be forgiven, oh Lord Jesus, and heal their body. In the name of Jesus, be merciful, Lord. Be merciful unto us. We need your mercy, and we need your grace, Lord God. And we are asking you to look on those who are on the prayer list, Lord. Bless them today, Lord, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Oh, God, please incline your ear and hear every cry, oh, Lord Jesus, and grant it unto them, Lord, according to your will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, please remember the bereaved families today and bless them, my God. Comfort them and console them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're praying a special prayer for Mother Mary Brown, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you will visit her and go into the room with her, Lord. Lay your hand upon her, Lord Jesus. Touch her body. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, raise her up, Lord Jesus, inasmuch as she is dedicated serving her life to serving you. We pray, God, that you remember her in a special way and bless her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless her family. Oh, God, bless her children and her grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Look on Brother Eric, Lord, as he travels. We are praying, God, for journey mercies. Give him a safe journey back home, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be with him all the way. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we are taking you at your word. And we are asking you, oh, God, to take over this broadcast and to have your way. Let your will be done. Oh, Lord, remember all of those on prayer lists everywhere. Every name that's written, one by one, name by name, every family member or associate who is associated with that individual or those individuals, bless them, oh God. Let the blessings expand all around the world in the name of Jesus, and let souls be saved. Oh, my God, we know you have the power. Let the backsliders return unto you, Lord God. Restore their souls. Help them to make it back before it's too late. Go, Lord, into prisons and jails everywhere. Oh, God, into the cells, Lord. Make your holy visitation. Save, my God. Have mercy. Save souls, Lord. Deliver souls, oh, God. Deliver them and give them life. Both here in the natural and in the hereafter. We know you're able, my God. Nothing is too hard for you. We ask you to remember our leaders. Bless them, O God. Teach them how to lead your people. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your word and concerning your will. In the name of Jesus, we believe you right now, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. And we count it done. We thank you, O God. We bless your holy name. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you, and we lift you up, Lord. You are worthy of all praises. Hallelujah. We give you the glory and honor that's due to your name. We are asking you to accept our prayers. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of our host, Evangelist Dr. Khadija Hamid.
Amen. God bless you. And good afternoon, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hamid Show. Pastor Hamid is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr. So at this time, we'll read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 119th number of Psalm and the 41st verse. The 119th number of Psalm beginning with verse 41, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings. They will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes." Thank God for the name of his word, the 119th number from the 41st throughout the 48th verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hamid Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1:ONA. And if anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you can log on to that broadcast website and click on the on-demand broadcast. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. If you would like to send us postal mail, our P.O. box is 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you're a clergy, you feeling kind of bold, you'd like to have remarks after the word, or if you would like to speak with us during our broadcast, or if you have a testimony you'd like to share, a song you'd like to sing, a scripture you would like to impart, or a prayer request perhaps, you can give us a call. And you do not have to wait. You can call that number now and just stay on mute until we open the floor to you. That guest call-in number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Nadell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 701-802-5175, and that access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. And Wednesday evening prayers at 6 o'clock p.m., and that address is 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And also on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the Veris Hope Ministry. That dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337, and that access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening services via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. with Pastor Jerry Bennett as the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. And Ministry Emmanuel hosts with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list, added to our list. Added to our prayer list is Mother Mary Brown, Brother Eric Dubose, Erica, we want to continue to pray for Erica Hameen, Sister Cleo Jones, Ola May and Wayne, Mr. Arnie and Mrs. Connie Brown, Alicia Charleston and family, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Briggs family, Deacon Alexander Jones, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her husband, Todd Johnson, Jimmy Huff, Bishop Bird and family, Missionary Gracie White and the Breathe White family, Sister Marcel Horsey and the Breathe Horsey family, Titus Edmund Sr., Eve Allen Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, the Breathe Williams Edmund family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Marcato, Steve Field, the Parham family, Amore Nixon family, Berlin Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Breeze Anderson family, Muhammad Haminan family, Robin Manthe, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, all the Breeze family, all those who are currently requesting prayer, and all those on other prayer lists as well. And if you didn't hear me call your name, it's not that I took you off the prayer list. We are still yet praying for you. And praise the Lord. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to sing a little portion of this song.
Oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent. How excellent, how excellent is thy name, O Lord, how excellent, how excellent. How excellent, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth. In all the earth, Jesus, excellent is thy name. There is none like you, none like you. None like you, Jesus, excellent is thy name. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that he is Lord. Jesus is excellent, is thy name.
Oh, Lord, how excellent. The Lord is excellent. He's excellent. How excellent is thy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. So go ahead and get yourself prepared. If you want to get a pen, pad, or paper to follow along with the scriptures, I'm sure that the word of the Lord is worthy to be recorded. Again, it has been recorded once, but if you want to jot some things down so you don't forget them and to use them for the rest of this week to help you get through this week, I encourage you, go ahead, grab a pen and paper, whatever you need, and prepare to hear the word of the Lord. At this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast in the hands of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen. We thank God for you. We just thank God once again for this broadcast and how the Lord has blessed us. Praise the Lord. We also thank God for Evangelist May. She's not on the broadcast right now, but we thank God for her. And we do apologize for the technical difficulties we had on Friday night, that we only had 15 minutes of recording on the broadcast, but the broadcast is complete now, and we have the full broadcast. And I believe after 15 minutes, nothing else could be heard, so we want to go ahead and play that portion that was missed on Friday night. And I believe that we cut off after the announcement, and Evangelist May came on, and she had some words of encouragement, and then the message. So we're going to go ahead and just play that now. Amen. And at the end, if there's anyone, any clergy who have remarks, we're going to come back on after the message, or rather after the prayer, and give you the opportunity, if you so desire, to have remarks. Amen. God bless you. Right now, we're going to start it off with Evangelist May giving the words of encouragement, and following that will be the message. God bless you.
I believe I may have heard Evangelist Maybell come on in. Wait a minute before she's on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the help. Thank God for Evangelist Maybell coming on in. And we want to go ahead and let her have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for once again being on the Prayer Works Ministry. And I just thank God for this broadcast. I thank God. He is a good God. He's a healer. And he's always on time. I thank God. I just want to encourage all of my brothers and sisters out there in radio land to hold fast the sound words. And don't let the devil cause you to stray, because we are living in the last days, and we can see all around us in our homes, in the streets, on the jobs, we can see so much hate going on amongst the people in the land today. But we want you to be encouraged to hold on and hold fast to the love of God that he has put in you, because we must love one another. If we don't love one another, we will not make it into the kingdom of God. So we thank God for this opportunity, another chance to encourage you to hold on. And at this time, we're going to bring to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen, who will bring you the word of God. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer, for the opening scripture, the announcement. Thank God for the words of encouragement. And just thank God once again for all of you who have tuned in to the broadcast on tonight. And I feel good down in my soul. I feel excited on this joy night. I have a right to praise the Lord. We all have a right to praise him. And I just want to take out a little time and give God praise, because he is worthy to be praised at all times. Amen. God has been so good to us and so merciful. So we need to give him more praise. We need to give God the glory and the honor that's due unto him. The Lord, praise the Lord. If I were in the building on tonight, I believe I would be singing praises unto the Lord, clapping my hands, stomping my feet. And when the Spirit of God moved on me, I would be going forth in the dance, praising the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. He kept me all down throughout the course of the week. Amen. He gave me the strength that I needed to continue on. And right now, God is blessing me. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. You may not be able to see how the Lord is blessing me, but I want you to know that God is blessing me right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I know I'm blessed, and I'm going to take just a few moments just to give him some praise. If you want to join me, you can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Oh,
thank you,
God.
With their lamps.
While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Amen. Praise the Lord. And the topic or the title of this message on this evening is "The Bridegroom is Coming." Praise the Lord. And the theme is "Prepare to Meet the Bridegroom." Amen. I can say with truth that God is a mighty God, and he is worthy to be praised. And in that passage of scripture, it's very enlightening. It lets us know that one day Jesus, who is the bridegroom, is on his way. He's coming. Praise the Lord. And we need to prepare to meet him. And as the Bible explains, there were 10 virgins. They were all same place. They were all there for the same purpose. And they were all looking to meet the bridegroom, expecting to meet the bridegroom. Nevertheless, there's a distinction there. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And those that were foolish, their lamps, but no oil with them, the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps, so that in the event they had a need for additional oil, they already had it with them in their vessels with their lamp. But the foolish, they did not consider or even count up the cost, but went on out as if everything was going to be all right. And there are people who are quick to say, "Well, we're all God's children," which is true, "and God loves us all the same," which is true. But again, there is a distinction. There will be those who are ready to meet the bridegroom and those yes. who are not. Those who have what it takes. Those who are sealed. Hallelujah. And those who are not sealed. Mm-hmm. And again, in this passage, the Bible, as Jesus began to speak this parable, he says the kingdom of heaven is likened unto 10 virgins. Yes. So in other words, these represent all of those church people. Glory to God. Some of them are wise and some foolish.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like the foolish, but be like the wise. Because when the time came and the cry was made, it was time to go out to meet the bridegroom. Now, Jesus is not going to wait around for people who are not ready. When he comes, he's expecting us to be ready to meet him. Hallelujah. So there were some that were ready, and the ones who were not ready, they have to go looking for oil to put in their lamps because their lamp had gone out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise be to God. But if you keep oil in your vessel with your lamp, your lamp will not go out. Hallelujah. So that represents your light. As the Lord commanded us to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. So we have to let our light continue to shine. We cannot let this light go out. Hallelujah. Because the bridegroom is coming and we won't have time to run around and get ready once he appears. Scripture says at midnight, there was a bride made in verse 6. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. He didn't say, well, take your time and go take care of this and do all of these other things, but go meet him now. And all the virgins arose, trimmed their lamps, and the wise did not share their oil with the foolish. Why? Because they knew that it was a possibility that it wouldn't be enough for them and the foolish. So they advised them to go and get their own oil. So we have to have what it takes. We can't go off of what somebody else has. We have to have it for ourselves. And we have to have it like the Bible says. Hallelujah. While the bridegroom tarries. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Everybody was sleeping and slumbering together. Unaware that if they were not ready, when that cry was made, they would lose out altogether. But the ones who were ready went in with the bridegroom to the marriage, and the door was shut. But afterwards, the other virgins came, calling out, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. Answer was not what they expected. They were looking to go in with the bridegroom, but the door had already been shut. And he said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. So they were not introduced at the time when the door was open, when they were all invited to come in with the bridegroom to the marriage. Only the ones who were ready went in, and they were introduced to the bridegroom. So the bridegroom got to know them. But the foolish were not there at the time, so he didn't know them. And they came and were turned away because they were not ready when they were supposed to be ready. They were not on their post where they were supposed to be, but they were somewhere else, unprepared, and therefore they lost out altogether.
Yes, they did.
No, despite all of their efforts, going and looking for somebody who sold oil, they went and they found oil to put in their vessels with their lamps, but it was too late. They still couldn't get in. And it reminds me of that second, glory to God, that second rapture, that in the first rapture, power in that first one, but the second one has no power. So it's no guarantee that you'll be caught up if you show up later. Glory be to God. There's going to be a separation in that day. God is going to gather all the nations before him. and they will be separated. A little later, further down in that same chapter, around verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and his holy angels with him, he's going to sit on his throne of glory. And all the nations are going to be gathered before him, and he's going to separate them. Hallelujah. He's not going to divide them according to the nations, but as sheep from goats. Those will be the only two categories, the sheep and the goats. And he's going to separate them as a shepherd, divide his sheep from the goats. And the sheep, he's going to put them on the right hand and the goats on the left. And
king
shall say unto them on the right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So there is a definite distinction, glory be to God, between the blessed of the Father and all the rest. Glory, hallelujah. To be one of his own, the chosen one. Glory, hallelujah. God elect. Those are the ones who will be on the right side. And this is what the king is going to say to them. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the others on the left side, doesn't matter what nation you're from, you're either a sheep or a goat. And that's how he's going to separate everyone, every nation. Hallelujah. It's time now to get right with the Lord and get prepared to meet the bridegroom and to be watchful, because we don't know the day or the hour when the bridegroom is coming. It may be early in the morning or late at night. It could be sometime in the afternoon, but whenever that time is, we are to be ready at all times. Be watchful, expecting the bridegroom to come, because he's surely coming. It's not he comes, it's when he comes. He'll be expecting us to be ready. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And I'm reminded of an example of someone who was foolish and unprepared. And that is the rich man described in St. Luke, the 12th chapter, how that there was a time when his ground brought forth plentiful, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruit. He didn't have enough room to bestow all the fruit that his ground had brought forth. It came forth so plentifully. But he was only thinking of himself. He was selfish. And he thought that he had a lot of time. So he decided that he would pull down his barn and build greater barns, because the ones he had were not big enough to hold all his goods. And he felt like he had enough for many years, and he was going to just lay it all up just for himself and take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But he was unaware that that would be his last day on earth. God said to that foolish man, God referred to him as a fool, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. In other words, this is your last time, your last day on the earth. And the question that God asked him, whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? All that you provided, you were not going to be around to enjoy. You know, he wasn't rich toward God. And the Bible likens everyone who is not rich toward God just like this foolish rich man who laid up the treasure for himself. He was so selfish. With all that he had, instead of thinking about, I have so much, I can just distribute to the poor. I can be a blessing to someone. He was considering nobody but himself. He wasn't even thinking about God. He wasn't rich toward God. But he was rich when it came to his worldly goods. And many people are the same way. This is all vanity. It's not worth it. It's not worth accumulating and gathering all the world's goods and being poor when it comes to godliness, righteousness. Hallelujah. So please take heed to the word of God and don't be caught unprepared. God is giving us enough time to prepare for his coming. He knows that we need to be ready and has made provisions for us. So no one will have an excuse to say, well, I didn't know. Nobody knows the day or the hour, which is why we have to.
That's right.
This is why we have to prepare now. We can't take it for granted just because he has delayed his coming or because he's tarried for a little while longer. That's his mercy toward us, giving us enough time to complete the work that he's assigned unto us, to do and to obey his commandments, to keep his commandments, amen, and his statutes. He's giving us an opportunity to get closer to him. Hallelujah. He's giving us the opportunity, if we don't know him, to get to know him. Oh, glory to God. If we don't want him to say to us, I know you not. Oh, glory to God. We don't want him to separate us out and put us on the left side. Praise God. Hallelujah. So his mercy is great toward us. We ought to receive his mercy. Amen. And graciously embrace it. And be thankful that he has allowed us this opportunity. There may be someone who want to get to know the Lord and want to give their lives to him. This is your opportunity right now to turn from the world. Turn from your ways. Amen. Get that oil in your vessel with your lamp. What good is the lamp if it cannot burn, if there's no light? Hallelujah. You got to have that light. Trim that lamp. Put that oil in the vessel. Go down on your knees before God and repent and ask God to forgive you for all the sins you committed, for everything wrong you've done before the Lord. And ask God to save your soul. Invite him to come in and to dwell inside of you. Allow him to take control of your life, to lead you and to guide you, to teach you his ways. Hallelujah. Invite him to come in right now. It's not too late. Repent right now and accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Make up your mind that you are going to give up the world. But just like the man who decided that he was going to store up all these goods for many years, this could be your last night. We don't know. This could be your last opportunity. So don't take for granted thinking that you're going to be around for a while and you're going to put it off, just like he thought. And he could put that off and just build all these signs and have all these things for many years, and it was over. It was, his life was over. It was done. He lost everything. So the things that he provided, he couldn't even answer the question, saying who was going to take possession of all that he provided. Anybody could go in and take it. The rich. He was not thinking about nobody but him. And same with us. Whatever you have that you view as valuable, when you leave here, who is it going to belong to? It no longer belongs to you, but somebody else is going to enjoy it when you're gone. So it's vanity. All is vanity. It's best to make provisions and preparations for your soul. Glory to God. You don't have to be like the foolish virgin. You don't have to be like the foolish rich man. Praise be to God. But you can be wise, wise enough, prepare for the coming of the bridegroom. Because the bridegroom surely is coming. Let's prepare to meet the bridegroom. Amen. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord. And let us pray unto him and believe God together. Because of the truth, God is listening. All we have to do is call out to him. And just believe him. Have faith in him and trust him. And God will do great and mighty things. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we come to you as humble as we know how. And you to look down on us with compassion. Oh, Lord God, we want to be ready. Come. Lord, we ask that you will help us to be prepared. Oh, my God, have mercy on us and save us, Lord. Look on the souls tonight who have repented of all wrongdoing and asking for forgiveness. Lord, blot out their transgressions. And wash away their iniquities, Lord. Forgive all of their sins and take their sins away. Oh, my God, purify them on the inside. Clean them up, Lord, on the inside and the outside. Make them all over, my God. Fill their souls with the Holy Ghost. Lord, God, abide and dwell inside of them. Lord, lead and guide them into all truth. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord, to work a miracle in somebody's life tonight. Somebody's been struggling, oh God, and having trouble. Lord God, running and trying to get out from under oppression and depression.
Yes,
have mercy on them right now, Lord God, and lift that heaviness off of them, my Lord Jesus. Regulate their mind. Fix their heart, Lord Jesus. Move in a mighty way. Work wonders in their lives. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord God, and we're taking you at your word. We know you are able to do all things, and there's nothing impossible for you. Lord, we call on you tonight to remember those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Lord, stretch forth your mighty hand and lay your hand on them this night. Move in the name of Jesus. Move on them, oh God, on their heart and on their mind. Please, oh God, grant them the request that they made before you. Oh, Lord, move by your spirit right now. Pour out your power and your anointing in the name of Jesus. Destroy the walls of bondage. Bind the enemy on every side. Oh, my God, move the hindrances out of the way. We know you can do it, Lord Jesus. There's nothing impossible for you. We're leaning and depending on you because you are the author and finisher of our faith. And without you, we can do nothing. Oh, bless us, Savior. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy tonight, Lord. Remember those, oh God, names that were called out, Lord God, and those that were not called out. And everyone who is represented on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Bless abundantly, Lord Jesus. Move in a mighty way, O God. Work wonders and miracles, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Make everyone whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Give strength to the weak, Lord God. Build up those who are torn down in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, encourage those who are discouraged.
Lord, encourage us.
Give them courage tonight in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to help us. Help us, Lord God, to redeem the time.
any oil in their lamp. They were empty and they were unprepared.
they were getting ready when they should have been ready. They should have been prepared. And sometimes just thinking about, you know, we don't know when Jesus is going to come. And what state is he going to find us in? What, well, there's a song, I believe Deborah Barnes sings it, and she says, what will you be doing when Jesus returns? Will you be sitting at home talking on the telephone? Will you be on your knees praying? Will you be fasting, watching? What will we be doing? But no man knows when he's coming, so we should always strive to be ready. Lord Jesus, this was a very soul-searching, soul-stirring message, and I thank God for you, Ray, coming. I want to keep on encourage you to keep on preaching the word of God. I want to open up the line, Ray and Zabel, to have remarks. God bless you. God bless you, Ray.
Praise the Lord. A very serious message. Lord, those wise virgins, they had enough sense to know that along this way and along this journey, it was going to take some extra oil. So they prepared themselves. They had the extra oil, and they had the oil in their vessels, in their lamps, already filled and trimmed, ready to go for this journey. You know, sometimes we don't want to count up the cost. It's going to take a lot to make it into the kingdom of God. Glory to God. This is a long journey. And we have to have everything that we need to make it into the kingdom of God. It won't be time to turn around and go looking for more oil. But we have to have it with us. We don't know the day or the hour when the Son of Man comes. Not even the Son himself. He doesn't know when he's coming. So if he doesn't know when he's coming back, surely we as the people of God, we have to take God at his word and be ready, not trying to get ready, but be ready and stay ready. I tell you, I just thank God for this message. Serious, very serious, and not to be taken lightly. And I enjoyed Venice Amin. She preached under the anointing, and she prayed under the anointing. And we just need to receive this word of God and prepare to meet the Lord, because the bridegroom is coming. Surely the bridegroom is coming. And we won't be able to try to get ready. We must be ready. And I just thank God. I want to encourage the people of God. Let's take the word of God in and let's be ready. And I'm saying to them, if I mean, keep letting the Lord have his way in your life and continue to preach the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. If any other clergy are on the line, you may have remarks at this time. I'd like when she said, get ready and stay ready. There's one thing to get ready, but then, you know, you wait around, you know, you ride, but it hasn't come yet, so you start doing other things. But get ready and stay ready. No other clergy are on the line. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Douglas Shivens.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging exhortations and remarks from Evangelist May and also Evangelist Khadija. And they brought out some beautiful points as well. You know, it's 2 years of long journey. And, you know, sometimes people, they take it for granted that, Lord, it's been so long, and they haven't come yet, so I'm just going to take it easy, I'm just going to relax. No, that's not the time to do that. It's not a time to go do other things. But once you get ready, stay ready. Amen. It's like sometimes I may go out there to get the train, and things be taking so long. As soon as you walk away, you're on the train. So we have to stay ready and just be patient and wait on God. Praise the Lord. And I believe also while I'm speaking, I believe I said the first rapture. I should have said the first resurrection. Amen. And that first resurrection has power, but that second one
has no power. Glory to God. So I just thank the Lord because he gives us the opportunity. It's like we have more than enough opportunity to be ready and to stay ready. So I would come back, just take the word of God in for yourself and apply it to your own life. And then we just thank God for the broadcast and for all of your prayers and your continued prayers, might I say, and support in all that you do to help this ministry. We are so grateful and thankful to the Lord for all of you. And is there anything else before we close out?
Yes, I just wanted to give praise and glory and honor unto the Lord, because when Brother Dennis was missing, God
ran
back. Thank you, Jesus. And when I heard that he had been found and that he was okay, I can start thanking the Lord and giving God praise.
Amen.
Anything could have happened to him. The times that we have been in evil, wicked times, perfect times, that God has called you. I tell you this, you're not safe out here in this world.
No,
don't. That's say you're safe, Jesus.
Amen.
But we thank God for what he did for letting him be found and make his way back home. All glory and honor is unto the Lord for what he has done. Praise the Lord. Let's pray that the Lord stays and fill him with the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Praise God. Yes, I thank God for that. When I heard that, just made me so happy. And I just began to give thanks to the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Because again, like the evangelist said, it's so dangerous out there. We don't know where danger is going to be at any time, but it's all around. But yes, God is a merciful God. And I'm praying that God will save that young man and use him.
But yes,
let's pray for all of you, all the young people, because the enemy is trying to destroy their lives.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the broadcast. And we do thank the Lord because God truly blessed on Friday night. But again, we do apologize for the technical difficulties and this portion that was just played was not heard at all on the radio broadcast. So we just wanted to bring that forth on this afternoon. And there may be someone who would like to have remarks. If any clergy want to call in on our guest call-in line and have remarks, you're certainly welcome to do so. And we thank you once again for all your prayers and support. We thank God for just blessing us. And we certainly would like to ask you to continue praying for us and for all of those who are on our prayer list. Let us continue in prayer one for another. And we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast, which will be on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And before we bring this broadcast to a close. Evangelist Khadija, do you have anything additional that you mentioned about the convocation?
Not at this time. I will criticize about that. But I still thank God for the word. I still agree with those remarks from Friday. It's a very serious message that was preached. The bridegroom is coming. Prepare to meet the bridegroom. And I did receive a text from our Northern District Secretary, Sister Desi, about the services for the convocation. And I want to pull that up, amen. And it looks like in-person services will be held in the morning from Tuesday through Sunday and teleconference at night, Monday through Sunday. So the services in the morning will start at 10 a.m. and the teleconference services at night will be at 7 p.m. if it's the Lord's will. And I think it's a date for you. Sorry about that. So it will be October 3rd through the 9th. And if anything changes, we'll let you know.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're looking forward to our convocation. I believe this is the 60th convocation coming up.
Yes.
And that Monday night, October 3rd, will be our pre-musical at 7 o'clock. I believe that'll be by teleconference, if it be the Lord's will. And as the time gets closer, we will announce the conference call-in number so that if anyone desires to call in on the conferences that night, you're certainly welcome to do so each night at 7 p.m. if it's the Lord's will. So let's prepare for the upcoming convocation. Get ready to be blessed, revived, amen, and let your soul just delight itself in fatness, enjoy the word of God, the testimonies of victory. Just looking forward to a great time in the Lord. Amen. So at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. May the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.